Siyanibingelela nonke bazalwane ngosuku omkhulu la sikupa khona sibonga khona iundlu likaNkulunkulu owavukayo ekufeni wasilungiselela ukunqoba awisimanga isimanga lento uyakuzwa nje wena mzalwane ovela kude noseduze olalelayo indaba eyisimanga kaJesu Kristu such a great day this day today. We can just praise the Lord for it. The resurrection, the rising, the first fruits among the dead of the Lamb of God who came to save and to redeem us, we who were enslaved and in bondage. We would like to greet you all from near and far.
Sithanda kunibingelela nonke eniseduze nani enkude.
And really, I feel as if I could only speak Zulu this morning.
Kuba ngathi ngingakhuluma nje isiZulu kuphela namhlanje ekuseni.
We remember even our father of this place.
Sikhumbula ubaba waleli khaya.
How he toiled and labored because he saw something. He saw that God had something in store for us wretched, miserable people here on earth and in South Africa and in KZN, especially.
Ngenxa yokuthi wayesebenzile, wasebenza, wabasemshikashikene juluka, ngenxa yalomsebenzi, ngoba ebona umsebenzi omkhulu okhona la eNingizimu ne-Afrika kakhulu la KwaZulu Natal.
And we, shall we say, we miss him at a time like this.
Siyamkhumbula ubaba wethu kakhulu kazi kulesi sikhathi.
But God is above all, and he called him home to be together with the heavenly hosts, to praise him and to thank him and to enjoy.
Kodwa-ke uNkulunkulu ungaphezu kwakho konke nguye owambizela ekhaya ukuba ayohlanganyela kanye nezinoqoqaba lwezingelosi zasezulwini athokoze khona.
To partake of his heavenly reward.
Ukuba naye ayohlanganyela emklomelweni omkhulu wasezulwini.
To be one of those sitting at the tables of the fathers of the faith. Being served by the one of whom we have spoken in these days.
Ukuze naye ayohlanganyela kulelo tafula kanye nabanqobileyo abasezulwini batatazele noma bagqigqizelelwe yilowo owasifela esiphambanweni kube nguyena obapha okwasezulwini.
Don't we thank the Lord for this place?
Ngabe wena ambonga uNkulunkulu ngale ndawo?
Yes, you've come from far, maybe the food, maybe the sleep, maybe the water wasn't as good as you had wanted.
Yebo, siqhamuke endaweni ehlukene ikude, kumbe ukudla noma endaweni lele kuyo ayisikho lokhu ebeniklindele noma ebeningakuthanda ukuthi ibe yikhona.
But pray, and maybe we will get the opportunity to pray and ask God to give us all that we need so that it will be our joy. And can I say our glory that the Lord has established this place unto his glory. Where weary souls can find rest.
Kodwa ke thandaza nawe sikhulekeni sonke ukuba uNkulunkulu ngomusa wakhe asiphe indawo kumbe engcono kakhulu kunale.
What we have seen is above what we ever thought of in the humble beginnings of the 70s.
Ngoba lokhu esikubonayo njengamanje kungaphezulu kakhulu, kukhulu kakhulu kunalokho kwakuyikhona eminyakeni engo-70 edlule.
But I must contain myself. You haven't come to listen to me. We have come to listen to the sermon this morning, and I don't want to spoil anything. And what your heart is longing for, I don't want to spoil that.
Kodwa ke angiyibambe ngoba angizange akumini ngizoshumayela angithandi ukona konke esizokuzwa.
Maybe we will still pray, but allow me first to just open with prayer.
Ngivumeleni ke ukuba sivule inkonzo yethu ngomkhuleko.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of this world, wouldn't you come through your Spirit and presence yourself that we may once again hear and experience you among us.
Nkosi yethu uJesu Kristu, msindisi womhlaba, ungephindeni futhi ube khona phakathi kwethu sizizwele ubukhona bakho.
We ask this in Jesus' name.
Sicela konke lokhu ngegama leNkosi uJesu.
Amen.
Amen.
Before I continue,
I'll ask
a child of the Lord to come forward. She has something on her heart which she wants to share with us.
Ngizocela kumntwana kaNkulunkulu ukuba eze phambili khona okusenhlizweni yakhe athanda ukusicobelela khona.
Indeed, we all who were not present in these days, we can just say you've missed out.
Singasho nje ukuthi uma ubungekho la kulezi insuku, hawu ulahlekelwe kakhulu.
Ngibonga kakhulu leli thuba engitholayo.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Some years ago, after an Easter conference which was very blessed, I went to Reverend Stegen and said to him, you know, after this weekend, I felt like getting up at the end and thanking God and everybody for the blessing.
Ngizizwela kungathi ngingakhuluma ekugcineni kube khona engikushoyo emva kweinkonzo zonke zazisibusiso ngaleso sikhathi.
I just, my heart was full of thankfulness, and then he said to me, but why didn't you do it?
Ngenxa yokuthi inhliziyo yami yayigcwele ukubonga, wayesethu baba umfundisi awukwenzanga ngani.
Now I feel the same. My heart is full, and I thought, if I get the opportunity, I just want to thank God for this wonderful, blessed Easter weekend that He's granted us.
Nanamhlanje ngizwa okufanayo, ngizizwela ukuthi ngize ngimbonge uNkulunkulu ngale mpela sonto ebe yigugu noma ebe yisibusiso kangaka ngalokho uNkulunkulu asenzele khona.
And I'd like to thank all the preachers for the messages, the translators.
Ngithanda ukubonga bonke abebeshumayela la ngembiko abasishumayeze yona nabahumushi futhi ngokunjalo.
The points we got from the MCs, the music, the food.
Namaphuzu ebesiwathola kubaphathi beyinhlelo, umculo ebesuzwa nokudla esikudlile.
And I'd like to thank also for what Baba Dube has shared with us on Saturday morning.
Ngithanda ukubonga kakhulu futhi nakubaba uNzwakele ngalokho asicobelele khona izolo ekuseni.
What God has in store for us as a congregation in the near future.
Nangalokho uNkulunkulu asibekele khona njengebandla kuyikusasa lethu.
And to me it feels as if it doesn't end with this Easter weekend. We all looking forward to what God will still do for us.
Kuba ngathi kimina kungephele nje kulempela sonto. Ngisa kuba ngathi ngisalangazelela ukuthi kube khona okunye futhi uNkulunkulu asenzela khona.
And I wanted to do this in the name of the congregation with all those that feel the same as I do.
Ngibe nesifiso sokwenza lokhu egameni lebandla kanye nalabo abafisayo ukukwenza lokhu.
Thank you very much to our fathers and mothers.
Siyabonga kakhulu kobaba bethu nomama.
Thank you.
As much prayer has gone into these days.
Miningi imkhuleko ehambile yasabalala kulezi insuku.
I was also sitting here yesterday morning and I said, it's as if we are on the mount with the Lord.
Bengihlelela izolo ngilalele ngathi enhlizweni yami kuba ngathi sisentabeni kanye nenkosi.
What more can our souls long for?
Ikuphi futhi okunye imphefumulo yethu engakulangazelela ngaphandle kwalokho ebesikuzwa na?
And maybe we should make this an opportunity that we can all fall on our knees.
Mhlambe singalenza leli thuba kube yilona lowo sonke kube yilona lo ayemadolweni.
Remember that Christ came, and yesterday evening many wept, many cried out. And say, Lord Jesus, was this what you accomplished for me? Did you carry my sins? Did it cost you so much?
Kumbula uKristu weza izolo nje abaningi sihlwa bebekhala inyembezi bebuka lokho besibuka sikubona la kuyilona loyibuza ukuthi ngabe Kristu yilokho wangenzela khona.
And I thought of the song, Kom kniel by die kruis, want Jesus ontmoet jou daar.
Kaze ngakhumbula iculo leAfrikaans elithi guqe esiphambanweni, woza guqe esiphambanweni ngoba uJesu ukulinde khona.
Jesus zal al jou sondes wegwas.
UJesu uzozesula zonke izono zakho.
Have you knelt? Have you met Jesus at the cross?
Ngabe wena usuke waguqa na? Sewe wathoba wahlangana noJesu esiphambanweni?
Maybe you say, oh, the room was too full last night. I couldn't kneel. I couldn't pray. There were too many people around me.
Mhlawumbe uzothi hayi indlu ibigcwele kakhulu kusihlwa izolo. Bebebaningi abantu abebengizungezile.
You can now have the opportunity to kneel at the cross and cry out to him and ask him to have your life transformed.
Ungalithatha leli thuba uguqe phambi kwesiphambano nawe uzithobe kuye impilo yakho iguqulwe.
You say, oh, I know Sizabantu. But maybe you haven't met the God of Sizabantu.
Kodwa mhlamba ukazi uhlangane noNkulunkulu kaSizabantu.
Sizabantu is here to bring you in contact with your Savior, with God, that you get to know Him.
Usiza abantu ukhona ukuza kuhlanganise noNkulunkulu ukubumazi uNkulunkulu wakho.
Is it too difficult to go to a counselor? That we can do it God's way, that He can intercede for you, that you get to know this God who has come for you, who wants fellowship, who wants to talk with you and to walk with you.
Ngabe kunzima kangako kuwe ukuba uye kumlungisisi ukuba kusiza kwelekelela akuxhumanise noNkulunkulu ukuba nawe umazi.
Or are you perhaps too proud?
Noma ke mhlambe uphakeme kakhulu uyasidla.
I'm okay.
Uthi hayi mina hayi ngilunge nginje.
In Revelations, the Lord Jesus spoke to a congregation and said, "You say I am rich, I need nothing."
Uthi incwadi yesambulo mawifunda uNkulunkulu uJesu uyakhuluma nebandla uthi wena uthi ucebile awudingi lutho.
But you don't know that actually you are poor, wretched, and to be pitied.
Kodwa empeleni wena awazi awuqondi ukuthi ungompofu ungumuntu odatshukelwa.
You heard about the cross that points upward.
Zwile ngesiphambano uthi lolu lwesiphambano ugodo lwesiphambano likhombe olume iqonde libheke phezulu.
And it brings you in contact with heaven.
Lolo thilwe siphambano libheke phezulu olukukhombisa phezulu lukuhlanganisa nezulu.
Have you prayed, "Lord, heaven isn't here. I am filled with self. I am filled with my knowledge and my own ego"?
Uzuzizwele uthi awuNkosi, mina izulu alikho lapha kimi, ngigcwele ukuzidla, ngigcwele ukuzazi.
Maybe you have got great plans.
Mhlambe uneyinhlelo eyinkulu zakho.
But you don't know that maybe the church is bleeding about your plans.
Mhlambe kodwa awuqondi ukuthi ibandla liyopha ngenxa yalezo yinhlelo zakho.
The church has a concern, but you are not concerned.
Ibandla likhathazekile lihluphekile ngempilo yakho kodwa wena unandaba nje.
And Baba wrote these words. I want these words to be written in this auditorium. "Lord, abide with us."
Ubaba umfundisi wathi akubalwe lamazwi la esiwabonayo la phezulu. Wathi Nkosi hlala nathi akulotshwe lokho.
And when we kneel now, and you say my burden is gone, then you can plead and say, "Lord, abide with us."
Uma siguqa manje sikhuleka, uma usuyizwela ukuthi umthwalo obuthwele uthathiwe ususiwe, bese ukhuleka ukuthi awuNkosi hlala nami.
This work was founded on tears.
Lo msebenzi lo esiwubonayo wakhelwa wakhiwa ngezinyembezi.
Have you cried yet?
Wena ngabe usuke wakhala na?
Have you prepared your heart and say, "Savior, come and make me new"?
Ngabe usuke wayilungiselela inhliziyo yakho wathi, "Msindisi, woza ngena kimi ungenze ngibe isidalwa esisha"?
Father, have you cried for your family? Yes, if some go and choose another way, let them go.
Ngabe wena Baba usuke waguqa wakhala ukhalela umndeni wakho unxusela enkosini na?
I want to be like Jesus, life-giving to my family.
Umncoso uNkulunkulu uthi hawu Nkosi ngiyathanda ukufana nawe nginikeze ukuphila emndenini wami.
Mother, did you hear the words of Jesus? Cry not for me, but weep for yourself and for your children.
Ngabe wena mama usuwa wezwa yini lamazwi kaJesu athi zikhaleleni nina kanye nabantwana benu ningangikhaleli mina.
Child, you want soccer, you want position, wealth, don't you want to be like Jesus? As a 12-year-old, his business was about his father's who is in heaven.
Wena mntwana kumba wena uyifunela nje ibhola nje wena ukhaba ibhola nje kuphela awukazi uthandaze uthi ngiyathanda ukufana noJesu. UJesu eneminyaka eyishumi nambili kuphela kodwa wafuna okukaBaba osezulwini.
Yesterday Jesus, we heard this portrayal of him crying out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Izolo sizwile esithombeni besisibona uJesu ekhala ethi Nkulunkulu wami ungishiyeleni na.
He hasn't forsaken you. You have forsaken him.
Akakulahlanga uJesu kodwa wuwe omlahlile.
Don't you say, oh Lord, why? Say, Lord, I am the cause. I am the one who turned my back on you. I have forsaken you. And now I'm returning to you and pleading for mercy and pardon.
Ungasho ukuthi hawu Nkosi ngani mina thana yimi Nkosi yimi engufulathelile yimi engikushiyile.
Are there those who want to pray? There where you are, the stage is too small. But there where you are, you can fall on your knees and we can all pray and call out to God according to your need and what you want to cry to the Lord that he hears your cry.
Kona no oyimisele ngokwenze njalo ayikhalele kuNkulunkulu ngempilo yakhe. Asikwazi ukuza sonke la lendawo incane. Lapho okhona uthi Nkosi nangu mina.
We have that opportunity now. You have got that opportunity. Forget about the others that Pazamisa knew. Now you can pray that God hears your prayer.
Kodwa abanye abakuzungezile abaseceleni kwakho, uzikhombe wena, uzibuke wena, uzikhulekele wena.
Lord, hear us.
Nkosi, sizwe.
We can only pray because you prayed for us.
Sikwazi ukukhuleka ngenxa yokuthi wena Nkosi wasikhulekela.
Hear the prayers of your servants.
Yizwa Nkosi imikhuleko yezinceku zakho.
Hear the prayers of the fathers.
Yizwa imikhuleko yobaba.
Hear the prayers of the mothers.
Uzwe imikhuleko yomama.
Hear the prayers of the young ones and the children.
Uzwe imikhuleko yalabo abancane nabantwana.
You even took the infants in your arms and blessed them.
Wabathatha abantwana abancane wabagona wababusisa.
We ask for your grace, your mercy, transform our lives.
Sikhulekela umusa nobubele bakho usiguqule ushintshe impilo zethu.
Oh, how can we thank you for these days that we have been together?
Asikwazi ukubonga ngokwanele Nkosi ngalezi insuku ukuba sikwazi ukuhlangana ngalendlela.
How many have turn to you in remorse.
Bangakanani abaphendukele kuwe bekhala bedabukile.
And you have promised to answer our prayer.
Usethembisile ukuthi uyoyiphendula imkhuleko yethu.
If we confess our sin, then you are faithful and just to forgive us and to renew us, to make us people after your own heart.
Usethembisile ukuthi uma sizivuma izono zethu, wena wethembekile ulungile futhi ukuba usithethelele usiguqule sibe yilokho okusenhlizweni yakho. Siyabonga ngaleli thuba Nkulunkulu osiphe lona ukuba sikwazi ukuguqa phambi kwakho.
Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you have given us to be able to kneel before your face.
Sizwile ukuthi wena Nkosi Jesu usimemela khona esiphambanweni ukuthi asize siguqe khona ngoba usilinde khona esiphambanweni.
We have heard, Lord, your invitation to come and to kneel at the cross because there you are waiting for us.
Esiphambanweni kuyilapho sihlangana khona sonke nabe bengezwani kodwa mase bese siphambanweni bayezwana bahlangane babemunye.
There, Lord, where there is reconciliation, there where there is disunity and friction, you restore that and cause people to be melted together.
Siyazi, siyakhumbula ngisho nakulezi insuku uPilato neHerodi babengezwani kodwa ngesikhathi sakho Nkosi bahlangana bezwana.
Even Pilate and Herod, as we have heard, they were not friends. But after Jesus being with them, they became friends.
Siyacela Nkulunkulu wethu usihawukele kube khona ubunye naphakathi kwethu nokuzwana phakathi kwethu nenhlanganyelo enhle emnandi njengebandla.
And we pray, Lord, that you would work that unity, that peace, and that love of the brethren amongst us.
Sesihlanganyele emkhulekweni Nkulunkulu wethu usizwile. Siyacela usiphendule. Kukhona konke sikunxusile sakucela kuwe.
Lord, we have now united in prayer, and we trust that you have heard us in all our cries that have come before you.
Siza Nkulunkulu wethu ibandla lakho uqhubeke nokubusisa lomsebenzi lihambe ivangeli lisabalale emhlabeni wonke.
Please, Lord, carry this work. Let it go forward in strength and that it might reach out into all the earth.
Makube khona ukuqiniswa kuthina abantwana bakho nokukhuthazela kukhona konke okuhle okuthandwa nguwe.
And Lord, may we be revived and quickened to be zealous in all good works which you will achieve through your grace.
Nale ngxenye elandelayo yenkonzo sicela ubukhona bakho uqhubeke uyihole usibusise ngakho konke ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu siyacela.
And now as we move on to the next part of the service, we pray that you would be present and lead us, bless us, that it all might be to the glory of your name.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, Son, Father,
Testimony.
Sizokuzwa ke manje ubufakazi obufushane nje. Sizocela uSemi eze phambili.
And we would just like to remind you of the 50th year youth conference that is going to take place from the 19th to the 25th of June this year, 2024.
Sithanda ukunikhumbuza nje ngenkonzo zabasha okuzobe kuyinkonzo yamashumi amahlanu yabasha ingqungquthela yabasha selokhu zaqala lezi iy'nkonzo zabasha lakwasiza abantu ziyaqala ke mhla ka 19 kuze kube umhla ka 24.
So on Sunday the 23rd of June
ngesonto ke ngomhla ka 23 kuJune
will be the day to thank the Lord for 50 years of youth conferences.
Kuyobe kuwusuku ke lapho siyobe sihlangene simbonga uNkulunkulu ngenkonzo yamashumi amahlanu izinkonzo zabasha zaqala.
For that conference there are invitations if you would like to take some. They will be at the doors at the exit of the auditorium for those who would like to invite people.
Zikhona ke imemo ezikhona esizoyithumela endaweni ehlukahlukeneyo eyiningi. Zikhona sezikhona kulamatafula la ngapha ngaseminyango. Uma kukhona nawe othanda ukuba mema, umukelekile ukuthi uthathe imemo lapho khona uzohamba uyisabalalise ngakini kulabo othanda ukuba mema kuleyo ngqungquthela.
So we will give opportunity now to Sammy who has been helped and can share her testimony shortly with us.
Sesizonikeza uSemike ithuba ukuba kube khona fakaza sinikeza bona ngalokho uNkulunkulu amsize ngakho.
I'm Sammy Elof and I stayed on the mission from 2012 to 2019.
Igama lakhe ke lelo uSemi Elof ube la mission kusukela ngo 2012 kuze kube u 2019.
And I want to thank God for this opportunity and it's only out of his hands.
Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ngaleli thuba kungumusa wakhe kuphela.
So when I was staying here there was a time that I went through where I was very rebellious.
Ngesikhathi ngila kwaba khona isikhathi lapho engaba nokumelana khona.
And my spiritual parents that the Lord has given me at that time didn't know what to do with me.
Abazali bambokomoya laba uNkulunkulu engiphe bona ngaleso sikhathi bengisiza bagcina bengasazi ukuthi bazokwenza njani ngami.
So they reached out to the aunties and asked the aunties what to do with me.
Baze bafinyelela nako auntie bebuza ukuthi bo auntie senze njani ngosemi.
So the aunties decided that they are going to put me in the ward for some spiritual help.
Put you where?
In the ward.
Oh, basebe cabanga ke abadala ukuthi hayi bangibeke egumbini elithize lapho ngizoba khona ukuze ngilekelelwe kahle ngokomoya.
And God really worked in my life.
uNkulunkulu wasebenza empilweni yami.
But if you open a small door, then the devil used that door to come in.
Kodwa uma uvule umnyango omncane nje uSathane uyawusebenzisa ngene.
So I opened my ears and I listened to wrong people.
Ngavula indlebe yami ngalalela abantu okungafanele ngabe ngibalalelile.
And I believed their stories and at the end I left the mission.
Isigcino ke ngagcina sengishiya la mission.
And because of the stories that I was told and I was actually like being told that the mission is a bad place.
Ngatshelwa ke izinto izindaba ngitshelwa nokuthi mission lena indawo embi.
And at that time I was very confused but at the end I listened because I wanted to help people.
Isigcino eqaleni ngadideka kodwa isigcino ngagcina sengilalela lokho abakusho ngoba bethi ngizosiza abanye abantu.
So I went and I did wrong things. I opened up a case that wasn't true.
Ngahamba ngenza izinto ezingafanele ngaze ngavula namacala engangingathandi ukwavula.
But from 2019 to 2023 I've been running away from the police.
Kusukela ngo 2019 kuze kube u 2023 bengiphila ngumuntu obalekayo ebalekela amaphoyisa.
It's not all my testimony but I'm trying to put it in a short version.
Akusiyo yonke indaba noma ufakazi bami bonke lobe engizobeka la ngiyafinyeza nje.
And I landed up in a hospital for 1 year.
ngagcina sengisesibhedlela ke ngahlala esibhedlela unyaka wonke.
And I fought for myself to get myself out of the hospital.
Ngazama ngokwami ukuba ngiphume lapho esibhedlela.
But there was a nurse in the hospital and she knew about Kwasi Sibantu.
Kodwa kwakukhona unesi lapho esibhedlela owayemazi usiza abantu.
And she knew people that can get help here.
Futhi wayazi nabantu abathize nokuthi abantu bayathola usizo la kwesizwe.
And when I told her that I told lies about the mission and the reason why I did it, she told me come back to the mission.
Ngaze ngakhuluma namanga khona lapho ngayo imishini kodwa lo nesi wathi buyela emishini.
I said to her, I can never go back, they will never forgive me.
Ngathi kuyena ngeke ngibuyele lapho ngeke bangixolele.
And then it happened that I got the Aqualay bottle.
Kwenzeka ukuthi ngithole ibhodlela le Aqualay.
I found Aqualay and I said to the lady, I know we are not supposed to do this, but can she please put me through to Auntie Cecile?
Ngafona lo wabamba ucingo ngathi ngiyazi ukuthi awuvumelekile ukwenza lokhu kodwa ngicela ungisize ungifake ngocingo ku Auntie uSisulu.
So I found Auntie Cecile.
Ngamthola uAuntie Cecile.
And I thought now she's going to shout at me and scream at me, but it's fine.
Ngacabanga ukuthi hey iqiniso ezongithethisa ke kodwa ngathi hayi noma ngangithethisa akulutho.
But when she answered, she was like, Sammy, where are you?
Lapho ngiphendula wathi hawu Sammy ukuphi?
And I must say, I can't believe in the services the Lord also really worked in my life.
Akukholakali ngendlela inkosi esebenze ngayo empilweni yami.
And I've realized I've sold the Lord for 30 pieces of silver.
Ngacabanga ukuthi nami ngiyidayisile inkosi yami ngeyinhlamvu engamashumi amathathu esiliva.
The mission has accepted me back, has forgiven me.
Imishini ingamukelile yangithethelela.
And I just take it as grace and I want to thank the Lord that he has brought me back and he has grace on me.
Lokhu kungumusa, ngiyayibonga inkosi ukuthi ingamukelile yaba nomusa kimi.
And I also would want to to take the time to ask for forgiveness for what I've done wrong.
Ngithanda ukusebenzisa futhi leli thuba ngicele uxolo kunina ngalokho engingakwenza okungafanele.
And I also want to thank the Lord for the opportunity that he has given me.
Ngibonga inkosi futhi ngaleli thuba engiphelo.
A person who has been forgiven, who has come back to the fold, the shepherd calls his friends and see, I have found my sheep.
Umuntu othethelelwe owenze lokhulu siyakhumbula umalusi uma eyitholile ifumene imvu yakhe eyodwa ebilahlekile umema ngisho nabanye ethi wozani nibone ngiyifumene imvu yami ebilahlekile.
Can you testify of having repented that there is joy in heaven?
Na ungafakaza yini ngokuphenduka kwakho ukuthi impela kukhona ukuthokoza ezulwini?
Ay kumnandi ngathi singahlala kohlwana ikhaya kohlwana amakhaya asohlala la sakha madokodo.
So forget your homes now, let us stay here and build houses here.
Yeah. Siyabonga sesizothola inkonzo esilangazelelayo. Siyabonga ukuthi kukhona imshini eqophayo ukuze singakhunjuzwa sibuye sizwe inkonzo kube ngathi inkonzo yanamhla esidinga namhlanje.
So we are now going to go further to the service. We are going to, because we are longing for it. We are thankful for technology that we can record services. Now we are going, we listen to it as if it's something that is happening now.
So we will listen to one of the services. As you can see, he has risen, Christ has risen, which is our theme for this day.
Now we are going to sizozwa inkonzo ehambisana nesitoko esinaso namhlanje esithi uvukile njengokusho kwakhe.
So let us listen now to the service.
Sesola lela ke inkonzo manje.
Izwi lenkosi soyithola encwadini kaMarko.
The word of the Lord we open to in the Gospel according to Mark.
Testament Elisha, Matthew, bese kube Mark.
That's Matthew, then Mark.
Isahluko seshumi nesithupha.
And we look at chapter 16.
Kusukela evesini lokuqala kuze kube ivesi eshiyekalombili.
From verse 1 to 8.
Selidlulile isabatha uMaria Magdalena no Maria unina kaJakobe no Salome bathenga makha ukuba beze bamgcobe.
Now when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices that they might come and anoint him.
Ekuseni kakhulu ngosuku lokuqala lweviki beze thuneni ekuphumeni kwelanga.
Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen.
Bakhuluma bodwa bathi ngubani oya kusiginqela itshe lisuke emnyango wethuna na.
And they said among themselves, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?
Bathi ukubheka babona ukuthi itshe seliginqiwe.
But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away.
Ngokuba lalilikhulu kakhulu.
For it was very large.
Bathi ukubheka ukuthi bengena ethuneni babona insizwa ihlezi ngakwesukunene yembethe ingubo ende emhlophe bethuka.
And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed.
Kepha yathi kubo, ningethuki, nifuna uJesu waseNazaretha obebethelwe esiphambanweni uvukile kakho lapha. Bekani nansi indawo lapho bebembeke khona.
But he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him.
Kodwa hambani nitshela abafundi bakhe kanye noPetru ukuthi uyanandulela ukuya eGalile. Niza kumbona lapho.
But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you.
Basebephuma babaleka ethuneni ngokuba babefikelwa ngokuthuthumela nokumangala kabashongo lutho kumuntu ngokuba babesaba.
So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
Asthandaz.
Let us pray.
Ngalolu suku Nkosi lokuvuka kwakho siqoqene lapha namhlanje.
On this day, Lord, of your resurrection, as we are gathered here today,
sicela ukuba uzambule uzibonakalise kithina ngezwi lakho elingcwele.
We pray that you would reveal yourself to us through your holy word.
Amen.
Amen.
NgesiNgisi kuthiwa lolu suku usuku lwe-Easter. NgesiJalimani kuthiwa Ostern.
In English we know this as Easter time, this period of time.
NgesiZulu
kuchaza ukuthi ukuphuma kwelanga.
In Zulu, it means more the rise of the sun, the rising of the sun.
Kusho ukuthi laba besifazana abathathu abavuka ekuseni lingakaphumi ilanga.
So these three ladies got up early in the morning before the sun had risen.
Ngoba kuthiwa laphuma sebesethuneni.
Because the text says that the sun rose when they were at the grave already.
Bebengazi ukuthi ilanga okuyilona lona laphakade lokuphila lokulunga silphumile silvukile.
Not knowing that the sun had risen indeed, that the eternal sun was already up.
Ikukuthwa maiste.
That is
kuthwa livukile liphumile kusile liveli ilanga laphakade.
That is why the theme of Easter is that he has risen. The sun has come up.
Ilanga elixosha bonke ubumnyama.
This sun which chases away all darkness.
Ukukhanya kwaleli langa esinalo akufani nalelo langa elingu Jesu Christ.
The sun which we have in our world isn't the same as the real sun which we have in Jesus Christ.
Ilanga elisimanga liphumile ilanga laphakade.
He is that sun which dawns and it is eternally risen.
La kulendima esiyifundile siyithola indaba yokuvuka kwaJesu, indaba isimanga.
In our text we find the story about the resurrection of Jesus. It is a marvelous story.
Simbone evuke ngenkazimulo kaNkulunkulu yaphakade.
We see that he has risen with eternal glory, with the glory of the eternal one.
Ngokuphila okuphakade okunganqamukiyo.
With eternal life, life everlasting.
Ngamandla okuphila.
With the power of life.
Izibopho zokufa.
The chains of death.
Amasango esihogo.
And the gates of hell.
Nemishutu yethuna.
And the locks on graves.
Iqashuliwe.
Were broken, cut asunder.
Simbona uJesu estandathini sakhe esidelelekile. Nine nabona ifilimu lokubethelwa kwakhe, nimbona ubedelelekile kunabantu bonke eselevelini esestandathini esiphansi enyathelwa ngezinyawo.
We have observed Jesus in his lowest, deepest humiliation, being despised. Remember, those of you who saw the Passion film, how he was utterly despised at the lowest level.
Kodwa namhlanje simbone phakeme esuka kulelo level eye levelini lokugcina phezulu.
But today we see him in the height of his power and glory.
Namhla simbona njengenkosi yamakhosi mnini mandla onke.
Today we see him as the King of Kings, the omnipotent God.
Ephiwa wonke amandla ezulwini nasemhlabeni.
All power having been given unto him in heaven and on earth.
Kunguyena obusaya akekho omunye, yena yedwa ophethe izihluthulelo zonke zokuphila nezokufa. Ngisho neshoko.
He now rules supreme. There is no other ruler but the Lord Jesus. He holds the keys of death and hell. He holds full control.
Wabambana no Satani eGetsemane. Wabambana no Satani nezono nezitha zonke esiphambanweni.
He had wrestled against Satan there in the Garden of Gethsemane, wrestled against sin there on the cross. But his battle did not end there, for he descended even lower to the depths of hell to continue the battle. It wasn't just there on the cross, but down below there was a cosmic battle as he wrestled against the powers of darkness.
Kuthwa esenyukela phezulu kwabasefeso 4 verse 2 verse 8 wathumba abathunjiweyo.
In Ephesians 2 verse 8 it says that he took captive the captives.
Kepha lokhu ukuthi wenyuka kuthini uma kungesikho ukuthi wake wehlele ezindaweni zomhlaba eziphansi na.
And it says, what does his death mean except that, chapter 4 verse 9, now this he ascended, what does it mean but that he first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. So that he might fill all things. He assailed the gates of hell with a mighty battle. He attacked hell and death. Removing the weapons of the rulers and powers.
According to Colossians 2:15.
According to Colossians 2:15.
Uguba akashuli bophozethu khona isihoko singabi namandla phezukwethu.
Jesus descended down into hell, breaking the power of death and hell.
Uguba isihoko nokufa no Satani angabi namandla phezukwawo.
So that sin, death, hell and Satan no longer has any power over us.
Wehlela phansi ke ethotshisiwe ephansi edelelekile kuthiwa akekho umuntu owadeleleka njengaye.
He went down in weakness, despised. The Bible says no one was as despised as he was.
Lapho kusagqitha isihogo sithi ubulewe ugqithiwe nezitha zakhe zijabula.
And even as hell was rejoicing and being so glad that it was the victor over Jesus, at that very moment Jesus arose with that power and the shine of the Eternal One who is omnipotent and the one who is God.
Yamangalisa indaba ka Jesu. Inkulu. Ayizekeki. Ayichazeki. Siswele imlomo. I alukhulimi lasemhlabeni. olungachaza okwenzekile namuhla.
Everything about Jesus is so marvelous, it is so awesome that words fail us. No language is fit to describe his majesty and what he did for us.
Wawehlela kwabafileyo abesifazane lababathathu baze bahamba bayothenga amakha beyogcoba isidumbu sakhe bezosigcoba ngesiko lakwaIsrayeli isidumbu besigcotshwa ngamakha ukuba singaboli masisha.
He descended to the place of the dead. Remember the women, they were coming with their spices to anoint his body. It was because of the corpse, to embalm him.
Lokho bekuyinhlonipho enkulu. Bekuyintenhle eyayenziwa.
It was a wonderful thing, a great act of devotion that they did for him.
Kanti bebelibele ukuthi ongcwele ngcwele akanakubona ukubola.
It's just that they had forgotten that the Most Holy One will not see decay.
Nokuthi washo phambi kokufa kwakhe ngizokufa indodana yomuntu yobulawa ivuke ngosuku lwesithathu. Abafundi bakhe bakhohlwa leyo nto, nalabo besifazane bakhohlwa leyo nto, kodwa izitha azikhohlwanga.
It missed them that they had been told, Jesus had said, the Son of Man must die and he would rise again. That these women forgot, and the disciples, but not his enemies, they remembered.
Izitha zaya kuPilato. Wathi lo muntu wathi uzovuka ngosuku lwesithathu sifuna amasosha empi sifuna amaqhawe azogadi thuna ngoba kuzofika abafundi bakhe bantshontshe isidumbu bese kuthiwa uvukile bese ukuphela kwakhe kube kubi kunakuqala.
So those religious leaders and Pharisees in them, they went to the highest authorities and said and demanded that they should have men of war, a people to watch over and soldiers to stand there lest he should something should happen and he should arise.
Ne jelibekwe uPaul, shaywe uPaul waseRoma. Umbuso obubusa umhlaba wonke jikelele. Ukuthi akekho ozolithinta lelotshe avule lelo thuna okwenzayo uzobulawa.
And they insisted on a seal. So the stone that was rolled in front of the sepulchre had a seal of the highest authority in the world that nobody dares to touch the stone.
Ithuna likaJesu belingafani namathuna ethu simbele phansi. Bebeqophetsheni kube yikamelo kube umnyango. Ongaka bese kuthathwe itshe elikhulu elirolwayo eliphakeme kangaka enilohlonzo olungaka bathi lelotshe cishe beli phakathi kwamatana amathathu namatana ayisihlanu.
The grave that Jesus was buried in was unlike our graves where we dig a hole in the ground. It was more like a sepulchre digging into the side of the hill and had a little entrance, and then they'd push the stone, which was specially made to block it, and some estimate between 3 to 5 tons in weight.
Bekuyithuna lesigwili kungakabikho umuntu obelele kulona.
It was the sepulchre of a rich man. Nobody had been buried in it yet.
Itshe elikhulu lishaya ngasukela phansi ngaphezu kosilingi. Ningabuza ikhwaye lake laba seJerusalem laya ethuneni likaJesu balibona ithu.
It was a very big stone in front of the sepulchre. You can ask some of the choir members, as high as from the floor to a ceiling, a huge stone.
Uma ungena esandleni sokudla ubone la kwindawo yethuna kungabe kuyithuna amathuna amaningi kodwa elikaJesu ithuna bekungakangeni stumbu khona.
And they show one into it, and there's a place. Actually, there's place for quite a few more, but there was just a place for Jesus, and he had not gone into it.
Pardon?
Nobody else had been laying in that grave before.
Futhi laphevuka kwazamazama umhlaba uzobona ithuna lelo ije usukela la emnyango kuze phezulu.
And when he arose, it was with a mighty, awesome power that cracked. There was an earthquake around it, and it was a huge shaking. There was no. The stone was not removed for Jesus to be released. No, it was removed for the sake of these women who were weak. Jesus arose with his glorified body, with his immortal body. He could now walk through a wall. Now he needed no door or window as an entrance. So even when the disciples were locked up behind closed doors, he could walk straight through. We don't have time to really dig deep and to ponder upon these wonderful truths. When you get home, you take the scripture and study it carefully for yourself. Jesus bore our sins on the cross. And there on the cross, he removed them for us. He paid the price of our guilt so that we might be forgiven. His resurrection, you could say, was like the receipt. The payment has been made. Like you'd go to shop and receive proof of payment that he had paid the price for our sins to be totally forgiven. But let's have a brief glimpse at just a few points.
Uguti ukufa kwa Jesu nokuvuka kwakhe kakhulu kusenzele kuphi?
As to what his death and especially his resurrection has accomplished for us.
Akesibuke laba besifazana bathathu Maria laba.
Let's consider the three ladies, Mary and them. Firstly,
ususa yonke inkathazo yethu. Konke ukukhathazeka kwethu uyakususa.
Jesus removes all our fright and anxiety.
Into ehlekisayo leyo yena omkhulu kangaka uzele kithina.
Isn't it amazing that he, being so great, he, the Eternal One, should come down for us, we little things, and remove our sins and our anxieties?
Sini sizimpethu thina, asilutho, kodwa yena uNkulunkulu waphakade, afike.
What are we but maggots And here the Eternal One comes down to us to care for us and remove our fears.
Yes, uma ungaba nebhizinisi elikhulu, unomsebenzi omkhulu, useyafika umuntu kuwe ethi awungisize. Ngisize ukuthi awunasikhathi ngibhizi. Cha ngisize impela, ngisize. Ukhala ngani?
It's like a person, if you own a business and somebody comes and says, please help me, help me. And you say, I'm busy, but what is the problem? And he says, I've got a thorn in my toe. And you may respond, but what is that? The things I have to do with are so important. How can you come to me with a thorn in your toe or with telling me that you've lost a rand, somebody stole it? Such an insignificant thing for me, and I've got a plane to catch, or I've got to do this. I'm too busy for that.
Indaba kaJesu iyamangala, mangalisa emkhulu kangaka, uthi uzosinakekela thina. Ezozwa ukukhala kwethu okungenamsebenzi kudalwa yini lokho? Kudalwa yikho ukuthi usithanda kangaka.
But isn't it marvelous to think that He, the Sovereign One, the Eternal One, should come down to us, to our level, and care for us? It must be a great love. One thinks of the love of a parent. Who are those who rule over the homes of kings?
Ingane encane esanda kuzalwa iyona ebusayo iyothi ikhale nje awusubona kugijima wonke umuntu sokugijima unina ezobona ingane yakho hayi lutho lengane incane lengane kodwa unina ke kalala ubusuku bonke ngenxa yale ingane uthando lomzali ngesinye isikhathi uzubone noyise indoda isihleli nengane isikhwinja nengane hawu ingane into engelutho kodwa iyanakwa nonina useyayincelisa useyayigeza ingane engelutho kukhona abanakho banemizwa yalengane kuingane yabo banothando lwalengane kanjalo kwe uJesu ukuza sinake thina esingelutho esingelutho nomuntu uyayiqhenya impela awulutho 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 njengomuntu obe phambi kwejaji uma abantu bengena uma ingena abantu bonke basukuma basho my lord basho konke wangena olunye uhlanya wathi ubani wena ufana nami nje ngoba uye egoshi njengami.
A little baby rules supreme in any home, even a palace, because of the love of a parent. If the child wails all night, the mother will be up all night caring for the baby. You might even see the father trying to rock it to sleep because of the great love which they bear towards their infant. And the love of God towards us is a love that we don't deserve. We are insignificant. We really are nothing. Even if we might puff ourselves up and be haughty, we are absolutely nothing.
Ungayiphakamisi ngoba ulutho kodwa kuyinqaba abantu abangelutho ibona abayiphakamisa kakhulu kanti ibona abayiqhenyayo kanti uyini uzodliwa impilo impethu khona manje mhlawum ungakafi uyogula fela ukuhlangothi ukhwintshwe uyini mose ukuyiqhenya wena umuntu ongelutho
being arrogant and being proud vaunting yourself how can one what are we even if we think we're big, and it's usually those who are really nothing that think that they are great, but we are absolutely nothing. We'll be eaten by maggots even if we think that we're strong and healthy. But Jesus cares for us. So as these three were on the way to the tomb, they began to discuss among themselves, who will roll away the stone for us? Who will roll it away? Because we don't have the strength to roll it away from the tomb. It seems like they hadn't even considered that option. They just came not thinking about the possibilities that you and I would have thought about, such as these soldiers are defending the tomb. There is a seal. We will be beaten up if we try and approach the tomb. But they went to anoint the body of Jesus. And Jesus cares for them. They're anxious and scared and worried about who's going to roll away the tomb, roll away the stone in front of the tomb. And when they got to it, they saw that the stone had already been rolled away and was a distance from the tomb.
Uyabona uma ucabanga uJesu uma ufuna ukumenzela into uma uhluphekela yena ungakhathazeki uzokuhlelela konke ahambe phambi kwakho akuhlelele konke.
If you want to do something for Jesus, don't be an alarmed person, one who's anxious, frightened, scared, because Jesus will take care of you completely. He'll go before you. Oh, how we are troubled by the stress factor. It is said that person is stressed out, or that person's BP, their blood pressure's gone sky high.
How each elingaka amata nangaka sibata tunche siol kinga kanjani lboshiwa ngabaketanga asina ukhiye wakhona omunyata kotwa senzani how si puku puku.
Their anxiety grew as they approached the tomb. One saying, but we didn't think of that, and what about this? And they just, as they shared their problems, it became one stone upon another on them.
That's what we are.
ziyoboshwa, ziyongena ejele.
That's what we are like. We have the distinct ability to burden each other with more burdens, asking what will happen to us, won't we be arrested? We don't have the right to go in, we'll be put into jail. We'll be arrested if we try this. We'll get a fine. And a person runs away. But when they got there, the stone was already gone. It had been rolled away. Jesus had arisen. By his resurrection, he had removed their stress, their anxieties. For Jesus is arisen. All fear and cowardice and being frightened is brushed away, for Jesus is alive and with us. See how some people are anxious about what they are going to eat, what they're going to wear, who's going to pay the medical bills. Jesus said, that is the mind of a pagan. Those who worship the ancestral spirits, that's how they think. That's the heathen mind. Those who go to the witch doctor or the fortune teller to get told their fortune or the future, and they only get told more lies. The blessing of the resurrection of our Jesus is that our fears come to an end. Jesus said, don't be worried about what you're going to wear and eat and be covered with. Look at the birds and see how carefree they are. Or a person is worried, what will it be like when I die? I don't even have the money to buy a coffin, and my children are off in the world. There's nobody to care for me. Maybe you are right here in the service and Jesus has been speaking to you, but nevertheless, you are already frightened. You're thinking about tomorrow or getting home, about enemies there and difficulties which are just waiting for you to get you. You've got enemies. And you're... And you are so scared and so worried about those who you consider your enemies and how you'll manage to survive. But Jesus, through his resurrection, has already stripped them of their weapons.
yokula uma selishonilanga wena busuku futhi sengizohlupheka hawo abanye abasalala emakhaya ngoba kufika ipogi zibahinye
maybe
azibahinye impela uma bengavuma ukuphenduka.
Maybe you are anxious about night time because when night comes, you're so worried and scared that you cannot sleep. Or maybe you feel that you're haunted, that ghosts come. Well, let them trouble you until you repent.
Sinike inkathazo kanti uJesu uthi thatha inkathazo yakho uyiphose kuye uyena ozokukhathalela.
Maybe you are so anxious you can't eat properly, you bulimic, and you are so scared of everything, whereas Jesus says, I have taken those troubles, I have taken those cares upon myself.
Abanye ke baze bagule enyameni badinga ukwelashwa badinga ukuya kadokotela bebulawe inkathazo zabo kufanele bakhathazeke ngoba uJesu wabo ufile akavukanga.
Some people actually become ill, seriously ill, because of their anxiety. They're so stressed out they are sick and they have to go to a doctor.
Awubonike omunye akakwazi ukuya ekhaya omunye uyabaleka omunye unovalo ngiyodutshulwa omunye athi mina bazombulala.
Different scenarios. Maybe one is scared to go home because of that enemy, or that person might attack me and I can't even go home anymore, you say.
Khathazeka abanye bahlangane namadwala amakhulu ubano zosinqela.
There are different types of worries and people are nervous of different things, asking who is going to roll the stone away for me. My cousin Edmund
Witter, from mother's side, they distinguish a cousin from father's side and a cousin from mother's side.
Edmund and Judy lost their son Neil. He passed away today. This morning, today,
kube isimanga ngithi hawu uNkulunkulu wamkhethela usuku oluhle usuku lokuvuka kwabafileyo.
And I thought,
lingakaphumi ilanga wayesekhanyelwa ilanga laphakade wangena emasangweni.
Well, Lord, you have chosen a wonderful day to take Neil. Before the sun came up, the real sun of glory had taken Neil to be with him.
Angibona ukuthi kuzo zonke lezi khathi zokugcina ukhona usuku lodwa esingathintananga besishayelana ingcingo usuku nosuku sivakashelane noma ekude noma eseduze usuku nosuku ube ihlambulu ethi hawu uNkulunkulu ungivezele okunye ekwengisisa impilo yakhe athi na uNkulunkulu ungivezele okunye ehlanza ingubo yakhe eyilungiselela ukungena kulawo masango.
I don't think there was a day which I missed in having contact with Neil through all this difficult time. Every day somehow, or by phone or by getting to him, even when he was far away, and he was continuously busy with the Lord and cleansing his garments, dealing with anything that might be offensive to his Lord. And we tried with all our strength to help him. And in every possible good way. Praying, Lord, if it is possible, we would be happy if he would be healed. But God, arranged differently, And who are we to argue with God? We can only bow and submit to His will. And we were happy that in the last few weeks he was able to be there at my home.
Why set him forward? Unelungu, wathi kumnandi ukuba lapha. Wathi kodwa mfowethu, ngibona kukhona khona imjunjo ozwayo la. Wathi kumnandi ukuba lapha. Nakanye ukuthi aveze ukuthi khona ubhlungu abuzwayo.
He often said how nice it was to be there, how wonderful to be there, saying to his brother, who was so sympathetic regarding his pain, when he did have real pain, Neil would rather say, it is wonderful to be here.
For basebethi mhlambe uyahema basebethi akotwa kuhle uma sekuphelile wathi akukuhle kuhle uma ngibona izwi likaNkuluNkulu udlule emehlweni nami bese kwelinyinze noma ukhulume naye ubone ukuthi hey kwangathi ukude.
And one sensed that he was in another world. Often one would feel he's experiencing something else in another world. Once saying, I can see these boards with verses going around me. Others said, well, perhaps it's better if it stops. You're seeing things maybe in the mumblings of a person who is dying. But no, he said, it should not stop. I love to see these verses. Through him, Jesus, who rose from the dead, we are confident to speak in this manner. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to speak so confidently. Without that hope, we would be like those who say, well, you wife, you are now widowed, you're so young, what's going to become of you and your little baby? And to the parents, I'm so sorry for you, what's going to become of you and the home and the business? That's how people talk who don't have a resurrected Lord, the one who has conquered all these cares and worries.
Africa.
One might bewail and be pitiful and say to his wife, who is actually from overseas, from France, that she's here in a distant country, all this has come upon her, how can she bear it? But no, we have the one who is the risen Lord. She has him.
How nanka masosha amethuneni.
Here are the guards, the soldiers, and coming across the soldiers at the grave. Now what's going to become of our spices? We've wasted money on these things we've bought.
Jesus
cares and removes all the cares and the anxieties and the things that stress his people. Jesus has removed it. Jesus is the omnipotent one, and he has captured and removed all the weapons of the evil ones and of the rulers and of the powers that may be. But you might say, oh, I'm scared of getting back to my home situation and I have a relationship with that person and it shouldn't be, and I don't think that person will understand. And if you're busy with that, you go back to your sin, it means you are excluding yourself from the death and resurrection of this one who has all power in heaven and on earth and below the earth.
Jesus
has risen, and you need to keep your eyes fixed on him. He has promised, I will be with you forever, even till the end of the age. Have you received that? Can we pass on to another point? Another point about the resurrection of Jesus is that he has broken down that barrier between us and heaven. Now we can have communion with the heavenly beings, with the saints, with the angels. Of course, don't take that doesn't mean that you can contact the dead. It doesn't mean that you should try and communicate with the dead. That's occultish. Jesus once said to his disciples, from henceforth you'll see the angels descending and ascending from heaven. What he means is that we have communication, contact with heaven. Because of being united with God. For when you repented, there was joy in heaven. They are touched and moved. God has his invisible angels, where if our eyes would be opened, we would see a lot more. The Lord said, the angels of those who guard over the little ones, they behold the face of God every day. God is able to send angels as messengers and is able to send a protecting angel. What
abone ukuthi kulaba ukuthi laba abanathi baningi kunalabo.
Remember the Old Testament prophet who was with his right-hand man, who beheld the enemies, and he saw how massive the enemy buildup was, so that he was frightened. And then the prophet prayed and said, Lord, open his eyes to see that those who are with us are more than those who are against us.
Unkulunkulu wavuma amehlo, wavula amehlo, wabona uqaqaba lwasezulwini lubazungezile, waqina waba nesibindi. Wathi, hawu kanti abanathi baningi kuna nabamelene nathi.
And God opened his eyes so that immediately he could see the hosts of heaven encircled around them, far greater and far mightier than the enemies.
But
But if you turn away from God, turn your back on Him, then don't expect the angels to look after you and to be protecting towards you. They too turn their backs to you until God says, this one has now repented. Remember that if you go off the rails spiritually, no longer on God's way, the angels would say to God, we cannot be with this person, protecting them any
longer.
You expect protection from God's angels when you go to a prostitute, when you steal, when you lie, when you're busy with your sin. That is insanity. Into a bathroom and doing your thing. Do you think the angels can look graciously upon that while you're busy with your sin? But let's leave the angels aside. Think about our Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ Himself. So when they arrived there and saw that the stone had been rolled away, they entered the tomb. And here was this young man clothed in a long white robe sitting there. Says in verse 5, and entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. And the angel spoke graciously to them, said, don't be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they had laid him. See the place where they had laid him.
But
But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you. Here is an angel from heaven giving direction, information, telling them what to do. It's wonderful to be in accordance with heaven. To be in harmony with the heavenly ones. To listen to those who are sent by God. Not those who are the devil's messengers. Recently, I came across an instance where a person was telling me of their experience. The Lord had touched them. This person was healed. But when they got back home, they wanted to use certain fetishes and occult things. They said, then you'll get properly well. But she said she conquered in the name of Jesus, he who is risen. Satan will try every trick in the trade to try and tempt you and to conquer you, but Jesus will never allow it, for he is the conqueror, the omnipotent one. One can think of many instances, like in the life of Paul, when he was suffering and he was jailed, where a messenger from heaven came and said, be courageous, Paul. You will be going to that place where you will testify for me. Wonderful. It's wonderful to be in harmony with heaven. But when you are out of sorts with heaven, you are handed over to the devil.
And you'll be
troubled and haunted by the powers of evil, which will make you sweat even in winter.
So
many achievements for us that Jesus did by rising on that day, the resurrection day, which he did for us. He who is the eternal Son. One of those blessings is that just as he rose from the dead, so too we will rise from the dead. And just as he put on immortality and had a new body, so too we who believe in him will have immortal bodies when he comes, on that day when he, even if you white bones in the grave, you will rise. When Jesus was lying in the tomb, his body remained there, but his spirit went down into the depths of hell. Till he came back into that body, now changed to become immortal and released and resurrected. It is a mystery. A lot of this he has not explained, and we don't know all the places that he went to, because he also said to the one criminal on his right hand side, today you will be with me in paradise. But one day we'll learn about what he actually did. That which he wants us to know, he will let us know. But he being God and all wise, knowing what we can handle. What we do know is that the dead in Christ will rise when Jesus comes, and they will rise with an immortal body, a body like his. In the instance of Lazarus, who was dead in the tomb, or they said he is dead, Jesus said, no, he's not dead, he sleeps. When the daughter of Jairus was being carried, her body was being carried, they said, she's dead. He said, no, she sleeps. We Christians, we saints, we who've been washed in the blood and the Holy Spirit has dealt with us, we do not die, we only sleep. Like a mother is not afraid when her little child being laid down in the cot to sleep then is unconscious. She's not frightened of that. She's even thankful for that. And that is what happens to the Christian, to the saint, the one who's washed in the blood. His body stays there and will be changed when Jesus returns. His spirit has been with the Lord when he died, and his new body will be united with his spirit.
Verse 73, Lapo ulitya dube efa ebuya estela eskotela ngaloko ahlangane nakho emva kwalokho uma sibe nengcwabo athi awu nkulunkulu awu mfundisi baba ngithanda ukuvuma benginomona siye emngcwabeni ngize ngithi awu nginomona kungathi ngaba yimina ngoba ngibonile le nkazimulo ngibonile lokho kujabula
ukufa kwenzuzo kumuntu okholwayo akusiye ukufa ngoba uJesu wanqoba lokhu kufa kuphela kusekhona kodwa kube ukulala udosi likhishiwe uma sokukhala icilongo ehlizulwini bese kuguqulwa kuphuma umzimba wethu ethuneni sibe nenkazi nomzimba omuhle wenkazimulo khona lapho kuzothiwa ukufa sekuphele nya
1973 when Lydia Dube experienced dying experienced heaven and then came back she said oh what a wonderful place now having seen that glory I'm jealous of the one that dies she even said when we were at a funeral I must confess that I was jealous of that person because I've seen the glories of heaven because Jesus has conquered we yes our bodies die but actually it is just falling asleep
ngikhumbula ngitshela unili ngithi nili ngiyathandaza ukuthi uNkulunkulu akuvuse uma kuyintando yakho kodwa ngifuna ukukutshela esesibhedlele engakafiki la uma inkosi ikuthatha lokho kuyisimanga esiphindwe inkulu kwankulungwane isimanga esikhulu kunokuba uvuke kuleso sifo
I remember telling Neil when he was in hospital and saying you know if I've prayed that if it's the Lord's will that you would be healed and made well and be with us again but if I've also said Lord if it is not your will and you want to take him that is a miracle a thousandfold better than the miracle of healing
and thousand times greater that a man leaves this world and enters heaven that's the greatest miracle that you can experience
ukuthi umuntu ashiye lomhlaba angena ezulwini yiso isimanga esikhulu umuntu angahlangana naso
and it's worth it as he did every day he cleansed his life and prepared himself for that great day That's the greatest miracle that can happen to you. Greater than that a person is raised from the dead and awakes in this world. But that he leaves this world, ashiye lomhlaba, angene ezulwini. Isimanga sokugcina leso.
It is the ultimate miracle to be taken from this life and to enter into heaven.
It's worth it to spend all your energy into that.
Kuhle ukuthi ufake amandla akho onke kulokho.
That you'll partake of that glory.
Ukuze ube nenhlanganyelo nenkazimulo leyo.
Hlangane naye. Hlangane naye. Ezulwini.
And meet with him in heaven.
Enye ingane zami.
Zathi baba uthini ngonile usebonanile noma
ngitakazi angazi kodwa engikwaziyo akakhumbuli sayimuva akakhumbuli kungenzeka ajabule uma isibona siphila kodwa uma singaphili uzojapha nezingelosi ezingcwele
When he passed away, one of my children asked, has Neil already seen our mother? I said, well, I don't know. We don't know exactly how things will be, except that what's on earth is nothing. His attention is on what is happening, the delights of heaven. I was once very ill in hospital. And I dreamt that I entered into heaven. I cannot describe to you what a beautiful
kube ngathi ngaquma ngishawute ngigijime ngibonge ngidumise hayibo ukufa into ephambili
ngokusithatha la ukusingenisa ezulwini.
What a beautiful picture, what a wonderful experience. How marvelous, how inexpressibly beautiful it is to go into heaven. That is why I say it is a miracle. If you are taken and moved from this place on earth into heaven,
that is why
Paul said, it is better for me that I go, for death is gain to me.
Uthi kodwa ke nxa yenu ngoba sadinga ukusizwa ngomoya ngize nge ngithi angazi inkosi mhlawumbe uma ngisazohlala isikhashana ukuba ngibalekelele ngibasize abantu.
But for your sakes, said Paul, I said, Lord, can I remain? Because I still need to help them with different things.
Omunye phesheya wangibuza, abantu baphesheya babuza imibuzo eminingi.
Certain person from overseas asked me a question, and by the way, overseas people ask many questions, but he asked me, when you die, Erlo, what will happen to the work, to the mission?
Abakanye nami nabasemva kwami kumele ukuthi babe nejubane elikhulu kunaleli enginalo baqhubeke kangcono ngoba ngibafundisile uma bemi kulokho engabafaka kona bazogijima ibanga ngenye indlela ngakho kangabazi kuzohamba kakhulu kangcono kakhulu.
And I replied, it will go 1,000 times better. I trust fully that the work, the ministry, will go forward because of those who stand with me, and they will be energized by God to do the work that He has set before them. If, however, I'm in heaven and see that you are not doing the work that God has called you to, how disappointed I would feel. I was really astonished to see some people whom I had taught and preached to going off the track. I thought, well, it's a possibility that some might go off the track when I'm dead and take another road. I'd never thought that while I'm still alive, while I'm still preaching, that there are those who go astray and take another way. It is utter foolishness. And follow others who are totally off the track, where it's the blind leading the blind. Is it that they are totally blind, that they cannot see and they don't understand this person's off the track? But remember that Jesus said that there is the time when your body will come out of the grave. The saints,
abangcwele bazovuka umzimba wakho uyovuka
uhlangabezinkosi kodwa ube nomzimba ongenazi inhlungu ongenazi izifo umphefumulo wakho wehlezulwini uhlangane nomzimba wakho.
The saints will hear the triumphant shout of Jesus as he returns on the clouds, and the saints who've been in graves already, they will receive new immortal bodies and will be with their Lord forever.
Kodwa bangakholwa bazovuka kanjani? Bazovuka nabo. Kodwa hey mayukufaka ukufa kwabo ngeke kube haleluya. Ngeke uthi ayibongwe inkosi ngoba bona bamelana nenkosi belwa nenkosi sokufika usuku lokuthi babonane neundlu elinolaka.
But those who do not belong to the Lord, who've lived in rebellion to him, although they will rise, they will arise in judgment, and that the Lamb of God, whom they rejected, will stand in judgment against them.
Bona bathi ntaba iwani phezu kwethu nisifihle ebusweni balo hlele kusalweni sokwahlulelwa ngoba sekufika usuku lolaka lweundlu iundlu alikwazi ukuba nolaka kodwa ngalolo suku liyoba nolaka libhekene nalaba ababethiqa iqiniso bephendukezela iqiniso bekhuluma amanga beshumayela inganekwane bedukisa abantu.
And their resurrection will not be to glory, but in fear of the Lamb's anger. For it says that they will shout for the hills and the mountains to fall upon them, to hide them from the face of him who is in judgment. And a lamb doesn't get angry, but there is the day where the Lamb of God will be angry.
Asifuni uma sokufikelela phimbo libakhipha ethuneni sebezokuma phambi kwesihlalo sakhe sokwahlulelwa izono zakho zonke zinamathele kuwe izono zakho uzokuma phambi kwakhe zinamathele kuwe izono zakho njengamakhizane enkomeni kuze kophe emadlebeni lunywa amakhizane zonke izono zakho ziyonamathela kuwe usuzokuma phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu nezono zakho.
Unbelievers will stand before God in judgment with all their sins sticking to them like a tick that sticks to you and you can't brush it off. All the miseries of your sin will cling to you.
Uma ufaka icici ngenxa yokuyiqhenya.
If you had an earring because of pride, or decorated yourself because of haughtiness,
othanda ukulandelwa amehlo amadoda kwehlela emabeleni kukhuphuke ngenzansi ufuna ukuthi ulandelwa amehlo amadoda uveze ubufebe babo kuzogcwala ngalelo langa ngiyakutshela wazi ukuthi hey ngiswele imigodi yokuqasha kodwa sokuzobonana nalo onamehla ngamalanga omlilo ngiyojajwa kuyena ingunaphakade uyoswela umgodi.
All your sins will be shouting against you. They'll be with you. If in pride you've done different things to your body, you're dressed in ways to allure others into lust, all of that will be before you, because you'll stand before the one whose eyes blaze with fire.
Noma ungayihlobisa njengoJezebeli oyipenda ngezinhlobo zonke zobhende ebusweni.
Even if you
uvele uthi uzokuma phambi kwakhe naleyo nto.
have dressed like Jezebel, decorating yourself in every way possible, you'll stand with that thing before Jesus. All your sins of whatever type and the secret sins will be revealed. Those very things that you're ashamed of will be like hooks into you. Those sins will remain with you. Just think. Of what it would be like if that day of judgment comes and you have not repented. One day will be as 1,000 years of judgment. You will sweat on that day. If you have not been forgiven, all your sins will cling to you. Those secret things, those discussions that you had, things about the world where you weren't able to discuss and share about the resurrected Christ, but rather the sins of this world. A certain person who experienced hell, he got converted, but he said what he saw was people stuck to their sins, and their sins stuck to them. People who smoked with cigarettes clinging to their fingers, not being able to get rid of it. Even your lies, which you successfully got away with, will be exposed on that day. Here at Mapumulo, there was a certain person who had committed a crime, and as they stood in the box, his father shouted from the back, "Tell lies, because this is a house of lies." But even if you succeeded in lying on earth, everything will come to light. All that is hidden will be exposed.
Unga
uphike izinto zakho uqamba amanga amasonto indawo zamanga aqanjwa amanga emasontweni.
Even if courts are houses of lies, much more so in churches, where people are specialists at lying and acting and keeping away the truth from the pastor. That's where real hypocrisy takes place.
Bayavuka abangcwele uyosala wena ukuze kube igame lakho uphume ukhale uthi ube njengentombi ehloliwe kuthiwa ngcolile uswele umgodi wokuqasha kodwa usuzobonana phambi kwakhe sokufika usuku lokugcina kuwe lapho uzophaswa eqhimini lomlilo.
You may have lied in the way that you've been singing choruses. You sing, I will follow Jesus forever. Meantime, when you leave the service, you're following your lover. Well, that will happen to you. That will be revealed and it will be on open display. You'll feel and smell hell even as you go into it.
Yaphela ukuzenzisa nokufarisa ngalolo suku noma ungathintwa lezi ntshumayelo kodwa lolo suku lyokuthinta kodwa kuyoba too late uyophaphama esikhokweni.
Even if these sermons haven't touched you at all, that final day will touch you indeed, except it'll be too late to repent.
Nangu Jesu enqobile vele esikhokweni walwa impi yakhe. Wacima umlilo oqondene nawe nabanamandla khona amademoni akubusayo kodwa wena uma ungakuthokozeli lokho ungezi kuJesu ungakhalike uma usulahlwa ngosuku lokugcina.
Here is Jesus, the resurrected one, the one who's been into hell, who has vanquished the enemy and death for you. But if you don't accept him and you don't receive what he has done for you, then hell will be forever your portion.
Kodwa noma kungakafiki lolo suku uma ufa namhlanje ungafeli enkosini kodwa ufele ezonweni uzophonswa esihogweni.
And if you don't
ngalolo suku kwelokugcina isikhoko siyothathwa kanye nawe siphoswe elwandle lomlilo.
Even if you as an unbeliever die today and you go to hell, there will be the final great day of judgment when hell and death is thrown into the eternal fire.
Obana abaphendukayo abahlele ezonweni bengakayilungisa indaba yabo noma abakholwayo bekholwa uhafu.
Who of you have been sitting through these services and you haven't really repented? You've only been half a Christian.
Jesus will nicht halb, will alles, ganz oder nichts. Jesus kafuna buhaf, ufuna konke. Uma ungamniki umgodlele konke, ungavumi ngakho ukuthi akuthole.
Jesus is not satisfied with just a little piece of you. If you don't give all, then he will not take all of you. He rejects a partial giving of yourself. He wants all of you.
Utesilanga laphakade liphumile namhlanje liyakhanya liqosha ukumnyama phezulu nangaphansi komhlaba nathi uma sizingcwelisa sihlanzwe ngegazi lika Jesu kuthiwa sizokhanya njengelanga sikhanye njengezinkanyezi. Nawe uzoba kulokho noma sihlukana namhlanje, ngithi ungahlukani nale nkulumo, ungahlukani nalamazwi abe phambi kwakho usuku nosuku uzuliqetha ibanga lakho.
Jesus has arisen. He is the resurrected one. He shines forever as the eternal sun. Have you received him? Do you want to live with him every day experiencing this, where the Bible says, and they shall shine like stars?
And like the sun.
Jingelanga.
But then you'll have to become like the sun. S-O-N. During this life.
Kodwa kulempi ilo.
And not like the devil.
Usudinga ukuthi ufana naye uJesu indodana esithi ilanga langa impela hayi uSatan.
Ngifisa ukuthi ukuvuka kwaJesu kube impiliso kuwe, kube insindiso kuwe, kube inkululeko kuwe.
I wish that the resurrection of Jesus would bring help and relief and life to you and healing.
Kube iphunga lokuphila, hayi iphunga lokufa, lokuqalekiswa, lokubhujiswa.
May his resurrection be to you the fragrance of life, not the stench of hell and death. Let's stand to our feet and we'll pray.
Siyabonga Nkosi ngoba bathethelelwe izono bazoba nesabelo nawe ekuvukeni kwakho.
We thank you, Lord, that those who are forgiven their sins will have an eternal inheritance with you.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuzwa ukuthi uSathane wamphuca izikhali nabanamandla wabathela ngehlazo obala.
We thank you, Lord, for the good news that you have conquered Satan, stripped him of his weapons, exposed him to open shame. And that hell has no power over us. Neither death has any power over us.
Not Satan.
And Satan.
Nezwe.
And the world.
Kwangathi. Ungaba phambwa mehlo ethu njalo kanti wena ube phakathi kwethu futhi ngomoya wakho ngcwele.
Lord, may you be before our eyes forever, not only that but in us, living in us.
Kodwa sibe abafundi bakho sibili.
But that we would be your true disciples.
Amen.
Amen.